Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show inviting you to live a peacefully productive life. I'm your host, Jess Massey, a peaceful productivity coach and planner creator. My mission is to share mindset shifts and peaceful productivity tips that help people with really full lives go from running on fumes to living with intention in every season. You're in the right place if you want to design a life that reflects your actual priorities so you can stop the constant hustle and pursue your goals while prioritizing your well-being. Now, take a deep breath and let's learn how to hustle sanely. Hey, hi, hello, Hustle Sanely Squad, and welcome back to the show. Happy March, happy almost spring. I personally love spring, and not more than fall, but spring is my second favorite season. I am so excited about the episodes that we have planned for this month here on the show. I am so confident that you're going to love them. I gave you guys a little sneak peek back in February telling you like what the episodes are for March, and I do this every month. Basically, I have never received so many DMs about how excited you guys are for these topics that I have this month planned for us. And that just makes me so, so happy. But since it's the first Tuesday of a new month, we are going to start off as usual with our Hustle Sanely News segment. It's where I just tell you all the things that are going on here in the Hustle Sanely community so that you can get excited with me and like mark the dates that you want to save in your calendar and all that good stuff. So to be honest, most of what's happening in Hustle Sanely land this month, it's more behind the scenes stuff. So I don't have a ton to share with you, but just know that I am working away on some really, really rad projects that I'll be able to share with you soon. Something that I'm working on and like practicing in my own life is not sharing things before I'm ready to actively work on them, because then people get excited about things that I want to do, and then it kind of puts this pressure on me to hurry up and cram them into my schedule. It's a pressure that I put on myself. Like, it's not you guys putting the pressure on me, but that's just not hustling sanely if I'm like trying to cram projects into my schedule when that's just not the right way to do things around here, you know? So in this season of having a baby who is not in school, I do 3-day work weeks. And so the amount of projects that I can complete is a lot lower than I'm used to, which is totally fine with me for this season. But when I tell you all the things that I want to do, like the business course, for example, I just get so excited about things that I'm working on and I want to tell you right away. But like, I get messages asking like, okay, is it ready? Like, when is it here? Like, is the course ready? Can we sign up for the business course? And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I really don't have the capacity for that right now. And then I feel bad, and then we all get sad. So all that to say, I'm going to be pumping the brakes on sharing projects that are in the works until I can give you a hard date for when they're going to be ready. Like I said, it's not a you thing, it's a me thing. So thank you for being here and loving me as I just navigate being an entrepreneur and a mom. Like, I'm learning my new capacities and I'm trying to honor them the best that I can. But anyway, like I said, just know that I am working on a few really fun projects for the community that I am really pumped about, and I will share them with you when they're closer to being ready for you. But I do have two things that I want to share with you today. Y'all, we are ordering the 2025 paper products this month. I still cannot believe how much love we got for the 2024 products. And I also can't believe that we're already about to order the 2025 collection. Like, we are wrapping up Q1 of 2024. Excuse me, what? But it is a process, let me tell you, to get everything ordered, because you have to wait for the samples and all that good stuff. But as always, I'm going to be sharing some behind the scenes over on my Instagram as we get our samples and make the final decisions for the 2025 products. So make sure you're following on Instagram if you want to give your input. I like to do polls and question boxes and things like that so that you can help me make the decisions for the products. But I'm gonna give you two little nuggets about what's to come so you can start to get excited with me. First thing, I did a poll on Instagram maybe like a month and a half ago when you're listening to this, and most of you voted to change the quarterly planner and the quarterly journal to 6-month products. So instead of needing to get 4 a year, you're only going to need to get 2. So once I get the samples of the 6-month products in my hands, we'll make our final decision on whether we're going to go the 6-month route or keep the 3-month quarterly layouts. So like I said, make sure you're following my personal Instagram, the @JessMMassey one, because I do polls over there so that you can kind of weigh in and give me your opinion. I personally think that I would prefer the 6-month route, but like I said, I want to hold the products in my hand to just see like how thick they are before I commit to anything. So that's the first thing I'm going to tell you. Second thing, we do have a new product joining the paper product collection. Y'all, this one has been requested for years. I'm not going to tell you what it is quite yet, but when I get the first sample, I'm going to show it to you on my Instagram stories. And it's, to me, it's just such a cute, fun little product. Like, there's your hint. It's cute and it's little and it's fun. And you guys have been asking for it for so long. So, as y'all know, our 2024 planners sold out the second week of January, which is bananas since we ordered double the amount of inventory that we did in 2023. So, that being said, we went ahead and made the 2025 planner waitlist early this year so that you can sign up now to be notified when the 2025 planners are here and ready for you. So if you want to make sure that you're on the wait list, just do it now. Like, don't wait until this summer or like early fall. Just get it over with now. Go sign up for the wait list. It's jessicamassey.com/waitlist. We kept it super simple this year. I'll put it in the show notes so that you can sign up. So that is the first piece of Hustle Sailor news that I want to share with you. Second thing, y'all, it is that time. 4 times a year, the BFF membership opens to welcome in new members. The doors are going to be open April 1st through the 5th. I know it's not technically happening this month, but it'll be too late to share it with you in April. So I was like, okay, we're just going to put this in the March Hustle Sanely news so that you can save the dates, mark it in your planner so you don't miss out. We'll talk more about the BFF membership, like what it is later this month. But I do want to tell you, if you already know what it is, like kind of what's coming up this quarter for quarter two. So the topic for quarter two is one that I am so excited about because we've never done a topic like this in the BFF membership, and it is creating a peaceful home environment, designing home systems and routines that support you. I could scream because I am just that excited to talk all things home. I won't do that to you. But like I said, we've just never done a topic like this before. And creating a peaceful home is something that I'm really passionate about. So I'm just so excited to coach the BFFs in creating their own version of a peaceful home. So if you do want to get on the waitlist for the BFF membership quarter two doors opening, you can go to jessicamassey.com/BFF. Literally cannot wait to welcome in some new besties. And I'm going to tell you a little secret. And I feel like I can actually tell you this because I'm already actively working on it. And there is a new part of the BFF membership that is going to be launching in quarter two. So we're going to be launching it toward the middle of April to start it in May. And I think that you guys are going to flip out. I really do. I'll just say, if you like books like me, you're really going to love this. And I'll leave it there. And that is going to wrap up our Hustle Sanely news for March. So let's get into today's episode, how to design an evening routine. So I shared this a few episodes ago, but I used to be on the struggle bus with my evening routine. So if that's you right now, I feel you, because that was me for most of my adult life. I've found that when it comes to my evening routine, I just need a lot more flexibility and kind of like fluidity. Is that a word? Fluidity? I don't know. English is hard. But I just need a lot more flexibility because my evenings are less structured than my mornings and my afternoons. Some evenings my husband works. Some evenings I meet a friend for a walk or dinner. Some evenings my energy is low and I just do not feel like doing certain things like reading. So I used to try and structure my evening routines like I do my morning routines, and I could not for the life of me figure out where the disconnect was. Like, why is this not working? Why was I dreading my evening routine, skipping my evening routine altogether, and just in this cycle of kind of like falling asleep on the couch, then waking up mad at 1 a.m. as I struggled to fall asleep after I trudged into my actual bedroom? It was just like I was at like war with myself in my mind with this evening routine. I was like, why are morning routines so easy, but I just can't get my evening routine to click? But here's the thing. You see, my mornings are way different from my evenings for two reasons, okay? The first one, I'm a morning person and I naturally have more energy in the mornings than I do at night. And then the second thing that makes my mornings way different than my evenings, my mornings have more time-bound events than my evenings do, which kind of automatically sparks a sense of urgency in me to get things done. Once I realized that I was trying to design an evening routine that mirrored my morning routine, that's when I just had like my own personal little like light bulb moment, and I understood why my evening routines were not working for me. I am a different version of myself in the evenings than I am in the mornings, so I needed a routine that supported evening Jess. I was trying to use morning Jess routines in the evening, and it wasn't working because I'm different in the evenings, right? So let me explain what I mean. Morning Jess, she's a ball of energy, okay? She is raring to go. She is motivated. She loves structure. She thrives on a schedule. She has a sharp mind. She's ready to take action. She loves a plan. Evening Jess, she's a little bit softer, okay? She has less energy. She wants more wiggle room and the opportunity to make choices based on how she's feeling. She's a little bit moody, okay? Sometimes she likes to read. Sometimes she likes to watch TV. Sometimes she likes to play a card game. Sometimes she likes to get dinner with a friend. She loves choices. She loves her options. So maybe you're like the old me and you're having a hard time finding an evening routine that works for you. And we're going to fix that today, okay? Remember that there is not anything wrong with you. You're not broken. You just have not found a routine that is a good fit for you in your current season of life. It's the routine that we need to fix, not you, okay? So before I tell you what I did to help me design an evening routine that I actually like and that I actually follow through with, I want to quickly chat through some reasons why your evening routine might not be working besides the one that I just shared for myself. Like I figured out I am just like a different person in the evening than I am in the morning. So I need to cater to that different person in the evening. So some other reasons why your evening routine might not be working, you're complicating it. So maybe evening you is like evening me and she's just here for a nice chill time. Like having a rigid routine just feels off-putting. So keep it simple and lean into the softer evening version of yourself. Another reason why your evening routine might not be working is you're filling it with habits that just don't make sense for your season. So maybe what you're trying to do, it just does not make sense for what your life looks like right now. Be in tune with that. What's worked in the past might not work now because your life probably looks different now than it did whenever you were doing that routine that you're thinking of that used to work for you, okay? And then another reason why your routine, your evening routine might not be working is you're putting way too much pressure on yourself to have a perfect routine. Okay, first of all, the perfect routine literally does not exist. Maybe it does on paper, but it does not exist in real life, okay? You might be more attached to the tasks or habits that make up the routine than you are to the intention behind the routine. And that is a slippery slope. Here's the thing. When we're more attached to why we're doing the routine, then we can be more gracious and flexible with ourselves when things don't go perfectly according to plan. So let's say the intention of your evening routine is to wind you down for a peaceful night of sleep. There are lots of ways that you can accomplish that. But when we're more attached to the habits themselves, that's when perfectionism can creep in and we get upset with ourselves for not checking the box that we journaled, we did our skincare, we read 50 pages, we tidied the kitchen, yada, yada, yada. So keeping all of what I just shared in mind, here are some steps that I came up with to help you design an evening routine that you're gonna actually do. So step one is figure out the evening version of you in your current season. So I shared just a few minutes ago the difference between morning Jess and evening Jess. So now it's your turn to figure out what evening version of you is during this season of your life. What is her mood? How are her energy levels? What kinds of things make sense for her to do in the evenings? I am a huge fan of energy assessments. Actually, in the Hustle Sanely Lifestyle course, there is an entire energy assessment exercise to help you determine when tasks make the most sense for you to do them based on how your energy fluctuates throughout the day. So please go sign up for the course if you need help creating routines and learning how to escape the cycle of feeling constantly burned out and behind in life. Because I'm telling you right now, that is not how your life should feel. Maybe it's how you're used to it feeling because it's felt like that for so long, but that is not normal. Okay. If you use the code peaceful life, all caps, I'm going to give you $50 off the course. That is how badly I want to see you in there. I'll link the course in the show notes with a discount code, but I think it's just really important for you to take a second to do an energy assessment and figure out what your energy levels are in the evening so that you can choose things that make sense for you to do based on your energy levels. So once you're clear on the evening version of you, then you can move on to step two, which is decide what the intention of your evening routine is. So what is the purpose behind your evening routine? You have to know this before you can create an evening routine. Otherwise, you're going to just be trying to do random habits for fun. And that's not actually fun when you're just like doing random habits and you don't even know the purpose of why you're doing them, right? Like you don't know what they point back to. So when you answer this question, I want you to make sure that you're answering it for your current season of life. What's the point of my evening routine and how do I want to feel in the evenings are two really good questions to ask yourself to help uncover the intention behind your evening routine. You see, there are lots of ways we can bring an intention to fruition. So like I mentioned earlier, when we know the point of our evening routine, we can support ourselves in making that happen in different ways based on how that day went. So in my current season of life, the intentions of my evening routine are to prep for a restful night of sleep, get some mental rest and to decompress, and to spend intentional time with my husband on the nights that he's not working. So your intentions, they're kind of like your North Star, right? Whatever you do in the evening should point back to your intentions. So that is, again, step number two, decide what the intention or intentions of your evening routine is. And then step number three is choose actions that drive the intention. So what habits or activities help you accomplish your intentions? I personally love using the routine menu method for my evening routine. So a routine menu, I've talked about it here on the show multiple times, so you probably have heard me talk about it. But if you haven't, it's when you have a list of habits or actions to choose from during a certain routine. So some things that are on my evening routine menu in this season are read fiction, watch YouTube, watch a show with my husband, play a card game with my husband, have dinner with a friend. Now, I don't do all of these things every evening. Like that would be a jam-packed evening. That's exhausting thinking about that. But these are just things that help me accomplish my intentions. I'm able to choose one or two things from the menu every night to help support my evening intentions. So that is step number three. And then step number four is decide what your evening non-negotiables are. I do find it helpful to have a few habits that are non-negotiables in my evening routine. So my current evening routine non-negotiables are journaling. So this usually takes me like 3 minutes, if that. I answer the evening prompts in the Peacefully Productive Journal. And those prompts are what energized me today, what drained me today, and what was my favorite part of today. So that's my first non-negotiable is journaling. My second one is doing my skincare routine. Third one is doing a quick tidy of our living room and kitchen areas. The next one is putting my phone to bed by 8:45, aka plugging it in on the charger and not touching it anymore after 8:45, drinking my magnesium and being in bed by 10:30. So none of these take a lot of time or effort. I view them as kind of like anchors in my evening, things that I can count on to keep me grounded. I know that doing these things daily makes me feel my best mentally, so they're important to do even on the nights when I don't feel like it. My non-negotiables probably take me 30 minutes, if that, maybe a little bit less in the evenings, and I spend the rest of my evenings filling in the gaps with whatever I'm in the mood for from my evening routine menu. So one little bonus tip that is helpful for some people is designing different evening routines based on the different types of evenings that you have. So if you have a partner who works some nights, design an evening routine for the nights they're home and then one for the nights they work. Or if you have a kid who plays sports, design an evening routine for the nights they have practice and one for the nights that you guys are all home for the evening. Like things like that. You get it. You get it. So one last thing that I want to share before we wrap up. If you're new to routines and you're having a really hard time wrapping your mind around creating like a full-on routine all at once, like it feels like going from 0 to 100 to you, I highly, highly recommend checking out this book. It's called Tiny Habits. We're reading it in the BFF membership this quarter, and it's been really insightful for how people who have a hard time with being action-oriented with goals and routines can make real progress by turning habits into tiny habits. It's literally what you think when you hear tiny habits. Instead of saying you're going to meditate for 30 minutes a day when you currently like don't meditate at all, you're going to start by meditating for maybe 30 seconds after you brush your teeth. So it's a really great book, and I'll probably do an entire episode on the concepts that it goes over because like I said, it's been really insightful. I'm personally somebody who's just naturally I lean more toward routines and like being goal oriented. Like it doesn't feel difficult for me to do those kinds of things, but I know that's not the case for everybody. And this book has just been really eye opening for me so that I can kind of help you guys who struggle a little bit more with routines. It's just given me like a different point of view, like a more well-rounded point of view. So I cannot recommend that book enough. I'm not done with it yet, but even though I'm only like a quarter or maybe a third of the way through, I still like stand behind recommending it. Like I said, I'll probably do a whole episode kind of talking about it because it's just that good. But anyway, that is what I have got for you guys today, how to design an evening routine you'll actually do. If y'all love this episode, pretty please share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at Jess M. Massey so I can see it. I would absolutely love if you tagged me in your new and improved evening routines once you put this episode into action in your own life. That would truly make my day. If you need support in building habits and routines, like I said earlier, you 100% need to sign up for the Hustle Sanely Lifestyle course so that I can coach you in creating a peacefully productive life. Again, I want you to use the code PEACEFULLIFE, all caps, to save $50 on the course. This course is literally the entire Hustle Sanely planning system broken down in one place. It's all the tools and strategies that you need to ditch overwhelm once and for all. Not only am I teaching you the tools, but I'm showing you how I do everything in my own life, and I'm giving you exercises so that you can put into practice all the things that you're learning in your own life. I am so proud of the course. I cannot wait to see you in there. There's a whole section on evening routines, morning routines. So get your butt in there if you're not already in there. It is so good. And like I said, I'm so proud of it. But I love you so much. I will talk to you next week, and I hope you have the best day ever.